We bring so much to a moment of prayer. We bring our heartfelt thanks. We bring our disappointments. We bring whoever, whatever we are. For it is here we open our very lives to the healing presence of God. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. God, who is ever before us with direction and assurance, we can raise our voices of thanksgiving. Every moment we have found your comforting presence as you have promised. Your way should be our way, for it guides us in the right path and restores our soul when we are constantly bombarded with so much which befuddles and downright confuses us. We admit we need assurance that there is something better. And behold, right here it happens. As the psalmist reminds us, God has taken us by the hand, and now we are on the right path. We thank you that there is that one who is truly with us, Christ, to move us from confusion to commitment, from failure to fulfillment, from doubt to deed. We can no longer let our worship be routine or a practice born simply out of habit. Rather, here we affirm right living as guided and directed by a faith that, even when uncertain, God does not move from us, but with Christ goes with us. When our faith is weak, when we feel we have failed, when we think nothing can help, we are moved by the unsettling presence of Christ to direct us. We pray for those who at this very moment need to have their lives, their circumstances changed. Just as we feel that powerful direction for us, because Christ has stepped in, let it be so for those for whom we care and we can name, and for those for whom we can only know by situation. When only confusions, contradictions, fears, and threats appear to be the new normal, we pray that the surprising moment of joy will be so powerfully evident that we know we have been brought to a radically different conclusion. When the events of life are more convincing of God's absence than God's presence, when conflicts between one another and conflicts within our own mental and spiritual life are so real, remind us that God desires resolution, not escalation. How much we long for peace. Peace of spirit, peace among family, peace in our world. We sometimes wonder how much of this killing, dying, and hatred can we stand before we conclude there is no hope for anyone. We are torn by the atrocious acts of brutality carried out by anyone, but the heart of God must be particularly broken when it is done in God's name. In these days of fearful danger and division, we need to believe somehow that God's kingdom of peace, in which all nations and tribes and languages dwell together in peace, is still a possibility. Give us hope and courage that we may not yield our humanity to fear, even in these endless days of dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death. We pray for our neighbors in Paris, in Beirut, in Baghdad, who in the midst of the grace of ordinary life, while at work or at play, have been so violently assaulted, their lives cut off without mercy. We are hostages of fear, caught in an escalating cycle of violence whose end cannot be seen. But we're also at a different place. Our conclusion in the midst of all of this is we will remain steadfast in the belief in the faith that following Christ's leadership, we will never give up or feel all is lost. And so we pray a prayer that is so old, yet every time we repeat it, it becomes new and more powerful. And with this prayer, we affirm once again the extravagant gift that Christ is with us. And so we pray with him.